This is IGN.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code Spotify for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A whole new world. That's not technically new. This is your IGN review of Outcast: A New Beginning. Hey, remember Outcast? Yes, I'm being told that no one remembers Outcast, but that's okay because even if you've never heard of the 1999 original, Outcast: A New Beginning is a proudly ridiculous open-world action game that fully embraces sci-fi camp in a world I can describe as, what if you made Avatar with the budget and feel of Stargate SG-1, except you have a jetpack and nobody takes anything seriously? Sure, its scattered-brained main story outstays its welcome with way too many menial fetch quests and missions that could have been emails. After all of that, it redeems itself with a bonkers toy box of delightful weapon modifiers to mix and match until we break it, plus a set of movement abilities rarely seen outside of Just Cause games with which to amuse ourselves with en route from point A to point B. It's clear developer Appeal Studios is fully aware it's been a quarter century since we last set foot on the planet Adelpha, and yet it's just as obvious that it loves the heck out of the bizarre alien world created for that old, obscure game. Appeal came up with an excellent way to have its cake and eat it too. This is a sequel, in that it takes place on the same world, but our returning hero, Cutter Slade, has had his memory wiped, and he's as confused as the rest of us when he encounters the two-fingered Talons and their magical yods, or gods, and has to help them defend against high-tech invaders. So, if it's all new to you, that's fine. It's effectively new to him, too. It's a new beginning, if you will, and it actually works pretty well. Suffice it to say, you're never actually cast out of anything, and outside of a few mentions of events that happened before, this is a very safe point at which to jump into this universe. It's sparsely populated, but the open-world map of Adelpha checks all the boxes for variety, going from jungle to desert to snow to lava to marshlands, with some high-tech facilities sprinkled in to make sure you're never in the same environment for too long. Everything's hyper-saturated and colorful, and the mostly cartoonish style usually serves it well. Creature design has its fair share of boilerplate, angry birds, bugs, and dogs, but sometimes it goes full-on bananas with it. Most of that is based heavily on ideas from the original game. The catch is that it doesn't always look great. Even playing on a PC with a top-of-the-line GeForce RTX 4090 GPU, performance wasn't awesome. It was usually smooth, but hitches were too frequent, and pop-in is brutal when you're flying around the world, which is quite often. Even up close in conversation scenes, textures didn't seem to consistently load in, leaving a lot of background scenery looking painfully low-res, while other times it was in full 4K sharpness. In its favor, combat stays fairly entertaining, in part because there's a decent variety of enemies coming at you when you combine the 10 or so bot types with the birds, bugs, wolves, and worms that you have to contend with, and their AI only occasionally glitches out and just sits there while you shoot at them. Other than that, my biggest gripe is that you'll never come across the two different enemy factions you can face fighting each other instead. That sort of action could have brought more life and spontaneity to this open world in the same way it has to games like Fallout and Grand Theft Auto. More important, though, is the super flexible weapon customization system. Technically, you only have two guns, but the pistol and rifle you start with can be augmented with a good number of upgrades that can, for example, split their projectiles into three and make them home in on targets and then explode. Or maybe they'll become a rapid-fire weapon that grows more powerful the hotter they get, but then cool down quickly. Or, once you've upgraded your rifle to unlock all six slots, any gonzo combination thereof, with a bunch of even crazier stuff thrown in for good measure. Outcast: A New Beginning actually does feel like the start of an open-world adventure that's different from pretty much everything else out there. It's clearly not a big-budget game, but the freedom it gives you and its ability to laugh at itself make up for a lot of its weaknesses, such as character animations and some overly long quest lines filled with busy work. Once you get to know the Talons and appreciate their goofy sci-fi babble, this becomes a charming and colorful world to spend a few dozen hours blasting robots in. Outcast: A New Beginning's IGN score, 7. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest updates on this game and more, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.